Speak this morning. It is a joy, an honor, and a privilege to have one who closely follows the Lord and serves him in the capacity that Herman does. Lord God, we thank you for this brother, Lord, and we ask that you anoint his words. And children can be dismissed to children's church. Amen. Let's put our hands together for our brother Herman. Thank you.
Wow, thank you, thank you. Is it on? Can you all hear me? Okay, thank you. Wow. First, I'd like to just thank you so much for all your prayers. And the church have been supporting our ministry. And through so power and support, have been really been the power behind the ministry. Just thank you so much that I think since been connected with used to be in Winfield, not in this building before that, but been connected with many of you, and so far, at least in my own eyes, I watch about 24,000 people that came to Jesus. So thank you. It's all worked together. It's without us working together, it's impossible to do that. And yeah, God gave opportunity to witness miracles, as oftentimes miracles is like God saying, "You are in my heart." When He answers prayer, means like, "You are in my mind, you are in my heart." So it's so special to know that God answers prayer and will continue. Sometimes we wait a long time, things like that, but or sometimes we wait until we get to heaven. But God said He is with us always. In Matthew 28, He said that all the power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations. I think the pilgrims came here and make disciples, and this great country was burst and developed and have grown. Now the enemy is trying to destroy it. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, this is what he said, "Surely, I am with you always to the end of the age." Yeah, let's pray together. Yeah? Lord Jesus, you said, "Heavens and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away." And you also said that my words will not come to me empty, but will accomplish the purpose that I speak it into. Lord Jesus, we believe you. We believe that you are here with us. You told us when two or three get together in your holy name, you said, "I will be there in their midst." We believe you, we believe you, we believe you. Yes, Lord, you are present to hear. You are present to answer also. And oftentimes, Lord, we don't have enough faith, but we pray, help us in our lack of faith. But we believe that you are here. Lord Jesus, there's no place that you are not. And you come sometime in a very special way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my dear friends, brothers and sisters here. They've been upholding me in prayer and the support of the ministry. Yes, Lord, together we do a small part of this endeavor to make disciples for you. That's where your heart is, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Please help us. For the glory of your name, for the honor of your name, that we pray. Amen. I'll share some pictures, and Brother Eric going to help us. Praise the Lord. Yeah, this area that I visited this last spring is a picture in the newsletter that I sent that we could not, somehow, because of the system, it could not come up here. It's a boy that was attacked by a rabid dog. So it got torn apart. And I saw the picture there in the hallway from our newsletter. But this is the area. But praise the Lord, none of our team members got bitten by dogs. I think a lot of dogs got destroyed. people afraid to get that. But thank God. And also pray and say, I was in an area where they got a lot of dengue fever and got a lot of mosquito bites, but I didn't get it. I think he protected us with immunity. And I ran out of my malaria pills and got bitten too, but no problems too. So thank you. Felt like with the COVID and all those things, he helped us to make us immune to it. I remember during COVID time, I came back to the United States and landed in San Francisco. The whole airport like a haunted house. It was just so quiet, so quiet. And everybody was afraid when you approach them because you might get COVID. But praise the Lord, he protected us. And sometimes he allowed us to get sick too, but somehow so far protecting. Yeah, and we were there, yeah, my friend challenged, I spoke, and then they challenged us to welcome Jesus because a lot of Islamization in this area. And I was there, I think six Christian families all became Muslims, and each of them was given a simple house by the Muslims, and they became Muslim. I guess they are not born again or something. So we pray so that people really receive the Lord, get born again, and they would not, and they would decide to follow Jesus instead of having some material gains and became whatever they want to. Yeah, go ahead, please. Yeah, and going in church and yeah, praise the Lord. This friend, okay, challenged them strongly in the presence of the Holy Spirit, and they're so strong. Yeah, go ahead, brother. Next one. He's in school, Ezekiah, and he died this June. My friend died. So, when I'm not with him, I would challenge. If I'm with him, usually I spoke, and he gave the challenge. And the Holy Spirit oftentimes would just come mightily. And those were demons oftentimes manifested. Yeah, go ahead. Next, please. I don't know if we showed you before, but anyway... sometimes students suddenly, sometimes one, two, sometimes four, or demonized. But Jesus promised, I am with you always, right? That's what he said. And of course he said, according to your faith be done to you. So it's good to be together. I think when the Israelites were faithful, he said, one of you can put 1,000 to flee. Two of you can put 10,000 to flee, yeah? Right? That's what he said. Not just one, get one, buy one free, but you could buy one, got 1,000 free, and then you got two, you got 10,000 free. So, yeah, praise the Lord. Sometimes, you know, in the past, we got two possessed at the same time, I would be panicking. But praise the Lord. The blessings of prayer and getting together. Some friends, so we got four there, demonized, just shouting crazy. So we approached one and we said, in the name of Jesus! And boom, praise the Lord. Boom, she got delivered. The other one, two coming and I came to praise the Lord. Another one, and another one, somebody else did it. But praise the Lord. Jesus is alive. If he's not alive, you call upon him, nothing would happen, right? Yeah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, next one, please. Yeah, have you all seen a plague of locusts? Yeah, these are locusts in one of those islands. This is the first time I saw locusts coming with my own eyes. And they are destructive, very destructive, yeah. Yeah. And I think oftentimes people have to repent. Yeah. Okay, go ahead, please. Now, this lady from a strict Islamic family. And when she was 15, she got dreams from Jesus. The first dream was the last 3 days of Jesus, the suffering of Jesus, until he rose again from the dead. The second dream that Jesus came to her, and she was in school, gave her a necklace with cross pendant. And Jesus said, "Don't cry." I think it's a prophecy that she would suffer, but do not cry. And then the third dream, she was sick, and Jesus came and healed her. And she was innocent. She was, just not knowing what to do. So she told her parents that she got dreams about Jesus, or Isa. In Islam, it's called Isa. When she told that, the father was a police officer, but very strong Muslim. At that time, he had metal pliers in his hand. And she smashed it to her head. Boom! She was wounded, so wounded. Not just physically, but spiritually. And since then, Jesus gave her two more dreams, but she dared not to tell them. The fourth dream was a bunch of books and 12 faces. And she thought, it might be disciples. And indeed, it's a prophetic. Later on, she even go to Bible college, study books. And the fifth dream is that she saw a church. And this is the church that she saw in the dream. She saw a church, and she saw the preacher. And she saw she was baptized there. And later on, when she went to the city, she saw the church. She said, "Whoa, this is real." Yeah. And but this is what oftentimes, since she was hit by that, she's still wanting to meet Christians. She wanted to go to church, so she would sneak on Sunday. But the father sent another officer to spy on her. When she did that, the father would beat her with the, belt, the metal buckle. You got three brothers, the two older one were mean. The other one did not beat her. But the two joined with the father, beat her and beat her and beat her at 15 years old. And she still wanted to go to church. Never went to Sunday school, never then to youth group. But the hunger that got put in her heart, I pray for that kind of hunger. Yeah. She was 15, and oftentimes the nation, they are not as developed as a 15-year-old here. I don't know whether hormonal or nutritional, but she was there small. She got a lot of beating. On Sundays, later on, the father would handcuff her and lock her up, so that she would not go to church. But still, she said when she was beaten, there's a word that came to her mind. "Lord, I have not suffered as you did." Never went to church, never went to Sunday school. I think it's a word of wisdom that she could say that. "I have not suffered as much as you did." Ah. And because of her persistence to go to church, one time, she was beaten. And one of the brother, of course, a brother older, much older, adult, hit her so hard that her jaw was dislocated. She said, every time when she suffered, she said, "I have not suffered as much as you did." She got it from the Holy Spirit. Yeah. And At one time, I think it was he was 16. The brothers, two brothers, with the agreement of the father, wanting to kill her because she just kept persisting trying to meet Christians. To go by the hair, went to the bathroom, and they had a reservoir for people, you know, showering, and drowned her. She said, I was ready to die. But the mother saw that, so the mother ran hysterically and stopped it. But still, they forced her to pray in the Muslim way, and she said she followed. But she prayed to Jesus. At 16, she decided to follow Jesus and no turning back. Yeah. I kind of envy that kind of commitment. I think it shows that the grace of God could go so deep if somebody so young and receive that. See, and then this is also moving. When she finished high school, finally she got a job so she could be free from home. She went to church, and then after working for 2 years, she went to Bible college, the college where I used to teach. And after that, she came back to her home area in Sumatra and became a teacher. And she taught part-time in 5 elementary schools, make a living. And then she got cancer. Sometimes it's puzzling, but she got cancer, got breast cancer. And one of her breasts was amputated. My heart was kind of, wow, I heard about that a few months before I went to Indonesia. And I heard that because of that, she decided to let go teaching in 4 schools and still keeps one to buy gas. And then she started church planting. She worked trying to win souls, dedicate her life. Maybe she felt like she might not live much longer. But the chemo and the operation helped maybe a couple of years. And then this year, in March, she went for a conference with other ministers, and she could not breathe. I just arrived, and I was told, I was in the capital city, she was in the area where she used to study Bible, and they got conference there, and she could not breathe, and she told me later she felt she was going to die. She was taken to hospital, and the doctor said the cancer had gone to her lungs. Somehow they could take her back to her hometown. And this is the power of prayer together. I enjoy your prayer time this morning. Thank you so much. Yeah, I was encouraged as you are praying. And so I tried to get her phone number, and then I gathered my praying friends. I got 2 teams connected, one in the Central Java province, one in East Java. So calling her, we prayed through telephone. And together, you know, he said, one can put 1,000 to flee, and 2 could put 10,000 to flee. I thought when our faith getting together, it would be united faith much stronger. So we prayed. We called. The first time we prayed, she was still hard breathing, hard to breathe. Second time, still hard to breathe. That's the next week. The next time we pray, easier. The fourth time, no hard breathing. Then I got to visit her. Wow, praise the Lord. She took me to pray for the people that she tried to reach. And then she got MRI. I was already in the city. And the result came, no cancer at all. No cancer at all. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yeah, she's so encouraged. Maybe God, when she saw the dream that Jesus healed her, is so true too. It's prophetic too. And so she said, do church planting, and thank you so much for your prayers and help me to be able to meet her. Okay, good. Next one, please. Yeah. This is her, And the other lady, also a pastor, her husband died, so she now pastor. So these two ladies working together, different churches, different areas. Yeah, that's the church that she saw in the dream. That's exactly. So we went there. Okay, next one, please. Yeah, this is in another island, not far from Singapore. Very, the church here, I think, very simple. The walls from triplex, you know, very very thin. And one of the blessings, this is a pastor. Maybe I told you how he allowed people with COVID come, and he just don't tell anybody, just come. And after a month, nobody else got COVID, and then he told the congregation, yeah, people in the house of the Lord will be protected by God. It happened many times. So, yeah, the wall is thin, but the faith is thick. And I was visiting, and one of the members, it's a poor area, one of the members, a lady that collect plastic bottles and Coke cans or cardboard, you know, from the trash. And you do that one day, you earn 60 cents. So you cannot eat, even in Indonesia, 60 cents are not much. So you can buy, you know, like maybe fried banana, maybe 10 cents. So she ate very simple. But praise the Lord, the pastor, you know, taught her well, and he helped her when he could. And she was really, really serious with God, this lady with 60 cents a day. And one day she said, if God bless me with money, I'll give it to God. I'll give that blessings to God, she said. And one day she was scavenging at a trash can, and she found $24. That was 40 days of living. And you know what? She gave all $24 to the Lord. Yeah. The people around her were shocked and ministered. But praise the Lord. You can be rich. You love the Lord. But you can be poor also. You love the Lord. You can be sick and be young. But my, the grace of God. The grace of God help us to love Him. Yeah. It's so encouraging to see that. And Lord, I pray that I would have that kind of generosity. It's amazing. Okay, next one, please. This is I was in my niece. I helped to lead her to Jesus about maybe 15 years ago. And her husband left her when a little girl, maybe 2 or 3 years old, and she had not married yet. But now that girl is 14. And very challenging. So what she did, she put a lot of Bible verses in the house so that she could always think about God and trying to put the Bible verses. You know, the Word of God is a guide to and also give us strength. So, yeah, next one, please. Yeah, this is somewhere in, you know, there's a cupboards. And go ahead, please. This, I don't know. It is more than this. So many. I thought, well, praise the Lord. Maybe she's just really trying to be godly, to be Christian in helping to raise her daughter. Yeah, go ahead, please. Next. Yeah, this is a guy that had leprosy. He had not lost his fingers. We prayed. This is in the northeast of Indonesia, not too far from the Philippines. But there's a mission hospital there that I go visit oftentimes. Yeah, please go ahead. This time I stayed there and next to this guy. I think I showed this before, but not this one. But this is the guy that lost all his fingers, his toes also. But praise the Lord, he still loves the Lord. He always prays. I thought, wow, thank you, Lord. I just thank God that in whatever condition, God can still be so precious to you. Yeah, I was so blessed to be. He has no leprosy now. He lost part of his nose too. Okay, go ahead, please. As the founders of the hospital, and this is daughter. went to Ukraine twice to help during the wartime. And those two couples sold their house in Australia, and they started helping refugees there when the Muslims killing all the many Christians in the area. Yeah, praise the Lord. At one time, they got about 66 refugees in their house. Yeah, very sacrificial. Yeah, go ahead, please. Now, these are some of the staff members of the hospital. The lady in black here is the wife of the guy here. And she was so enthusiastic about witnessing. One day she was witnessing somebody selling cloth material. So she got little money. The Lord said, buy one from him. So, but I have only this money. Can I buy one? Yeah, so the guy said, yeah, okay, you buy one. So let me tell you about Jesus. So she told him about Jesus, and he listened. And he said, now I pray so that you will sell all your cloth today. She said, God, thank you. And she just kept praying and watching him. It was in the ship, in the boat. And he was selling, he kept selling. And then far away at the corner, he waved forth to her. This is the last one. He sold it all. So one time she went to buy some fish. Somebody selling fish. She didn't know what to do, but the Lord said, buy some fish. So she bought. I only have this money, but got some fish. So what's this for, Lord? I don't know. But anyway, you got the fish. And then she witnessed to another lady, maybe selling vegetables and things like that. I said, talking about her, and then she didn't buy anything, but he said, let me give you this fish. And that lady wept. Yeah, my husband and I did not have any food at home. Thank you so much. So she just keep winning souls. The Lord leads her. Yeah, go ahead, please. Now, all of this, the former Muslims. It's a member connection to one of my former students. And he was a Muslim cleric. And he met Jesus. And he started to lead so many. Yeah. And praise the Lord. You know, of course, they don't advertise this. But praise the Lord. People coming to Jesus. And yes, there are Christians that are falling from faith, but also people that come to Jesus. Yeah, next one, please. I met this monk in Buddhist monk in the airport. This was in June last year, and just seeing him at the waiting room, so I befriended him, talk. And then, oh, praise the Lord, we sat next to each other in the plane. Yeah, so I could tell him about the miracles, you know. My friend, remember, Dominguez, our friend, whose neck was cut and raised from the dead. So I told him, and I saw the other one too, that was good. And he was just taken by shock, like, wow, that's a miracle. You know, Buddhists didn't believe actually, the real Buddhists didn't believe in God. They just believe in how to avoid getting taken by your lust, getting taken by your desires. That's why they try to get rid of all desires, meditate on nothingness. Anyway, I just like to implant in his heart that there is God, mighty God, that helps and deals with us and help us in our predicaments. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, please. There's another Muslim friend. We used to play soccer together, and he kept on going to be a national soccer player, but now he's retired. And I told him about the Lord and prayed with him. Well, praise the Lord, he was open. He just kept thanking me after I prayed for him. So I hope to visit him again. And one time I urged him to welcome Isa, and he said yes. So I'm not sure how deep, but I'd like to go ahead and talk to him again. Okay, next one, please. Yeah, this is another Muslim guy. He's a He's a driver, my friend's driver. So this is the guy that one day we were in the interstate driving and talking, and he said, I've been married for 9 years or so, and didn't have any children. So I offered, could we pray? He said, yeah, yeah. And I prayed to Jesus. I said, I prayed to Isa. So we prayed. Praise the Lord. Next time around, he got a baby. And then he got another one. So he wanted two, so he got two babies. He knew Jesus answered. And one day he reminded me, you prayed for me, and then I got children. So praise the Lord. Maybe seed is planted in his heart. Yeah, go ahead, please. Mm-hmm. This is another Muslim guy. We flew from Jakarta to Taipei, and he works there in Taipei. And so we prayed, and I know you all prayed for me. So heart was open. So we're talking. He didn't make obscene sign there. He was just pointing to God, I guess. praise the Lord. He was so open to God. He had not welcomed Jesus, I think, yet, but I think very close. He was just so taken by all the miracles happening. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, please. Thank you. Keep on praying. this lady is a computer programmer from Los Angeles. She's a Chinese. Prayed. You know, we flew together for 12 hours, 12 and a half hours. Prayed. I think finally the last hour, I started to talk to her. And she said she was from China. And she said, I'm Chinese too, but I was born in Indonesia. So we started to talk, and then I showed all the pictures of miracles. And, praise the Lord. I don't know, she listened. And didn't get to challenge her, but she listened. Yeah, go ahead, please. Now, this guy had skin disease, very bad skin disease. In our latest newsletter, about that, it was so bad. I was sailing from one island to another island. It's 12 hours, and it's by night. So we started at 9, arriving at 9, and first class maybe for 2 people, second class for 6 people, then third class for 200 people on the bunk beds together, you know, bigger than this room. So then I got the third class. And so I was sitting there, but I was walking around 9 something, and this guy came. Everybody parted, everybody. I cringed too to look at his skin. I said, oh, I wish I could help, but I was kind of afraid to see. So bad. Maybe Job was like that. I don't know. It was so bad. And had a nurse. At that time, I did not know, but the nurse, you know, kept the distance. And he was there taking from this one hospital to a bigger hospital. At about 2 o'clock at night, I walked out to the restroom, and I saw him sitting. Apparently, he could not even lay down. He could not even wear clothes. It's so irritating, perhaps. And at 3 o'clock, I woke up again. I didn't sleep. I prayed. At 3 o'clock, I went, and he was still sitting. So 3:30, after, I think, I kind of prayed for 5 and a half hours, and then God gave me courage. So I went to him. But this time, praise the Lord, you know, he gave me confidence. So I touched all his bad skin. I touched him. And then, would you like to pray, ask God to forgive you? And he did. So he prayed, accepted Jesus. And I think the nurse there was stunned. I was surprised. The Lord was good too. And then after he accepted the Lord, we prayed for healing. It was just one night, so I didn't get to follow what happened. But the year before that, I think in our newsletter, when I met somebody, not as bad, but also all skin disease. And I remember he was brought to us to pray for. And again, I got a friend with me that prayed together. We prayed, and First I touched through his clothes, and then I was sitting there, and the Lord somehow moved my arm, my hand, and I rubbed all his sores. And I was stunned too. Oh my. But praise the Lord, the next day, his skin was all healed. It's just, yeah, praise the Lord. So I thought, I was hoping that he was also would be healed the next day. Yeah, go ahead, please. Yeah, this is the guy that was healed. Yeah, praise the Lord. It was the year before. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead, please. Now, there's a lady, maybe in her late 80s, and the sons asked us to come and pray, thinking that she would go to heaven. And we prayed, and praise the Lord, a bunch of people, we prayed, and I prayed too, so that she would go peacefully to heaven. But the Lord decided something else. Yeah, next one, please. God healed her. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Praise God. Yeah. Okay, go ahead, please. This is a friend that was a Muslim but became Christian. And because his family, his grandfather, his uncle, his aunt, all coming to Jesus. And at that time, I was in Indonesia and then started a fellowship there. And he was the guy that said, you know, he went to the mosque and prayed, went to the mosque and said, and thinking about his grandfather witnessing, his uncle witnessing. So he said, if the Jesus that they believed really true, heal me. He got hemorrhoid. And he was healed like that. And so he became a Christian. But this is something funny. I don't know. Hope that, it's hard to believe, but it happened. One day, he went to Papua New Guinea and got malaria. A strain of malaria, so bad there. Maybe majority of people had already been blessed with malaria. I pray that I would not be blessed by malaria. But he got malaria. And, you know, once in a while it would relapse. And he went to the island of Borneo. One day he was walking through the woods, and I think an animal or something disturbed a beehive. So bees were angry. He was passing there, and this swarm of bees attacked him. He was attacked. He said, "Wow!" He was covering his head, running, and finally found a river. He went to the river and splashed the bees. And the beast was just there waiting. He went in. And if he came up from the water, they attacked him again. He said for 2 hours, he was coming in, splashing, attack, coming in. But he said, "Lord, I just cannot take it anymore." And it's amazing. The Lord has a wonderful way. As a giant kind of beast coming from the jungle, from the wood. And that big bee attacked the small bees. Yeah, until all gone. And he could hardly see. He said his eyes were swollen, everything swollen. His hands were so swollen. And he looked at this big bee, kept following him. I said, "He thanked God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus." And he told the bee, "You can go now. I'm okay." And he left. And when the friend helped him, he got 56 stings in his body. But after that, the malaria never came back. Who wants to be free from malaria? Anyway, praise the Lord. I don't know whether God has a sense of humor or something. But okay, please go ahead. Now, this is a graduate of United States, Ohio State University in Ohio, and that's his wife. She graduated from a university in Australia, and this is a daughter that had some kind of leukemia, maybe I shared with some of you here, and she had, for 4 years she was treated, and she got all kinds of infection because her immunity was put to zero. The mother contributed for bone marrow transplant, and She was infected. She got all kinds of infection. 4 years in and out of hospital. And part of the infection, I guess, one of her legs got shorter. Yeah. And I remember I saw her, oh my, one of the legs was shorter. But I was encouraged. One day I was in Los Angeles, and there was a mailman, powerful Christian, and he prayed for my ankle. My ankle wasn't healed yet, but the next time I met him, how's your ankle? Still, I walked with him, and we stopped after he mailed something in somebody's house. He said, sit down. So I sat down. Stretch your legs. Which one is shorter? Hey, I did not know. My left leg, one of them was about maybe half an inch shorter. Yeah, I played soccer, nothing, I never knew. And he said, don't close your eyes. Let's pray. So right in front of my eyes, my leg just stretched. Now it's even. So we prayed for this girl with the parents. At that time, God did not stretch yet. But told the parents, just keep laying hands. Lay your hands. Whenever she sleeps, just lay hands on her. The leg would be lengthened. And yeah, when I went to see them again, or even, yeah, the legs were stretched by God. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, please. This actually, a miracle. This girl had a shorter leg, but in my computer, it would play. This is a video. And the leg was stretched by God in front of those people. But here, it would not play. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead, please. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you can watch here. Miracles.
Señor, yo lo quiero, yo lo quiero, yo lo quiero. Cristo?
Jesus is real, isn't he? Praise the Lord. Yeah. Okay, next one, please. Closing. This is a comparison. There's the earth, the blue dot there. There's the earth. This is the sun. Of course, it's not that close, but 1 million earths can fit into our sun. So big, so powerful, and amazingly powerful. That's a medium-sized star. Yeah, next one, please. But this is a picture from James Webb's telescope. 1 million miles above us. When Hubble telescope, 35 some years ago, took a picture about the handle of the Big Dipper as a grain of sand at arm's length towards the hand of the handle of the Big Dipper, one grain of sand can block 1,500 galaxies. Our galaxy has 100, 200 billion suns. But James Webb revealed even more. And each of these stars, each of them galaxies, billions and billions of stars in each of them. So many. So if 35 years ago they thought about the number of the suns, you know, our Earth compared to sun, you know, 1 to a million. But compared to Canis Majoris, 1 to 7,000 trillion times. The cells in our body, 75 to 100 trillion. 7,000 trillion times, the Earth would look like a virus, right? That's one sun. How about the suns? Not just as many. They said the number of the stars 35 years ago, as many or more than all the grains of sand on all the seashores of all the world. But now at least 10 times that many. And Jesus just said, let there be light. And all sprung into being. So miracle is easy, right? Yeah, go ahead, please. And yet, the same Lord came to save us. And he became like that. Next one, please. Got the picture? He was pursuing us, even when it required his blood. Yeah. Next one, please. He was hanging on the cross. The Almighty God, he said in Colossians, right? He is the image of the invisible God. He is the head of all creation. Everything was created by him, whether things in heaven, things on earth, things visible, things invisible, whether thrones or dominions, principalities or authorities, all created by him and for him. And yet he loved us with his own blood and with his life. We have a wonderful Jesus. Yes. Let's pray for America. Let's pray for the church. Let's bow our heads in prayer.